Hey everyone, Ben here from Ranked Podcast. Today I'm here with Kevin Graham, the founder of Launch CDN and Bulk by Hosting. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Really good. It's great to be here on the show with you, Ben.
We had a bit of technical difficulties, but now that we finally got everything going, just wanted to invite Kevin over here for a podcast. He's been in the SEO industry for quite a while. Essentially, you can just call him the king of PBNs, and he'll just be sharing his story today. So yeah, maybe Kevin, if you just briefly introduce yourself, what you do, how you got started and everything like that.
Certainly. So I started in affiliate SEO in 2014 when
and started working on a bunch of Amazon affiliate sites. From there, once I got started with that, I was using PBNs as my main link source for those sites. And so as a result, like, I started to run into a bunch of problems that you run into as you build and scale larger and larger PBN networks. And so that's what then led me to eventually start PBN hosting companies in 2015 with Bulk by Hosting. And then, like, that brought with it a bunch of new technical challenges, which I really enjoyed, and I've just sort of run with that since then.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start your first, like, PBN network for your sites?
Yeah, so I started my first PBN sites in 2014. Before that, like, I was just buying links off of public networks, or, you know, just all sorts of other link building stuff. And really started with the Amazon affiliate stuff in 2014. Before that, I was doing a bunch of Google AdSense stuff. And, like, I mean, I earned my first dollar online way back in 1999 when I was like 13 or 14 years old. So like, I've been in, like, this space for pretty much my entire life, just in, like, different iterations and stuff as time's gone on.
Awesome. And what was the primary reason of kind of going your own way, starting your own network instead of buying from a public one?
The biggest thing for me was the risk factor. So when I was buying from public networks, like, you would get the domain afterwards and have a look at that site, and there's so many other people's, like, niches being shared in there, as well as your niches being shared. And, like, there's just that increasing risk with the more links that they sell, the more likely you're going to run into some sort of a problem with that network, which, like, the network that I was buying from actually collapsed in September or October of 2014. It was the one that Spencer from Niche Pursuits had set up with his business partner Hayden. I think it was called Rank Hero. And yeah, so, like, when that went down, like, some of my friends who were Amazon affiliates actually were hit and impacted by that. So Rob Atkinson had a bunch of his sites that were ranked using links from that network, and they were all just de-indexed and wiped out. So I was quite happy that, like, I started building my own networks back in, like, March of 2014 and had shifted to just using them entirely before the big de-indexing event of that Rank Hero network.
Do you maybe know the reason behind why Rank Hero was hit? Any, like, kind of crucial mistakes that people make when setting up a PBN?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was that network was no longer private. It was being shared around. It was being used by a lot of people, and links were being sold. And as soon as you start doing that, like, you increase the risk of the network being found and, you know, reported to Google and de-indexed. So that's what appears to have happened with their network.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as you kind of start promoting, okay, this website, this price, you kind of start getting into some extremely risky situations.
Yeah.
Right. And there's also the factor of, like, of just having different hostings, right? So you want to have, like, a different host for each one of the sites, if I remember correctly. And then you also want to have kind of different IPs, which is kind of the solution that you built with Launch CDN, right?
That's right. So before I was, like, before I built my own hosting platforms, I was just going out and trying to by the really cheap web hosts that were advertising on web hosting talk forum, and they were selling for like, you know, $1 a month, $10 a year sort of thing. But like a lot of those people, I mean, their servers sucked. They kept getting hacked. The only other people on those servers were all just other people building PBNs. And like a lot of them would just like spin up. They'd live around for like 2-3 months and then just disappear one night. And so when that happened to me, like the first couple of times, like I actually lost a couple of sites where, you know, I didn't have any backups of those sites. And so then I started taking weekly backups of my sites. But even still, there's a lot of hassle managing all of that. And, you know, those servers were slow, they sucked, all of that. So that's when I decided, hey, there's got to be a better way to have like one spot, one bill, and have someone else manage that, which I couldn't find. And so I built it myself.
Right. So you kind of fought with the challenge of not having good security, of not having a decent service, really. So just built it yourself.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. Cool. And how did you get started with the actual PBNs as opposed to other, like buying niche edits and things like that? I mean, essentially the same thing, but did you view it as an advantage that you could also sell links to others, or it was just for your own sites?
Yeah. So, I mean, it started because, I started using that as a link source because that's what Spencer from Niche Pursuits was doing to rank one of his niche site project sites. And so then, like, with that, I was like, okay, well, this is how he's finding these links. We're getting these links. And a lot of the time, nobody actually wants to link directly to your affiliate review page for, you know, the best podcasting microphone or something like that. Like they, you know, when you reach out to people and say, hey, like I want a link, they're not going to link to that page. Whereas if you've got a PBN, you control those links and you can choose exactly which pages you want to link to because you control.
Right. So you just have more control over everything. Right. Yeah. So how did you go about building first off bulk by hosting? I heard many stories of how you like moved to Chiang Mai to chase these, to bootstrap everything, to just go for it. If you could share how that went, would be awesome.
Yeah. So I was already living in Chiang Mai at the time. And so I moved there to get started on the Amazon affiliate stuff. And then through 2014 and 2015, did a bunch of travel, spent like 3 months in Europe across the summer of 2015, and then got back to Chiang Mai in December. And I was like, all right, cool. Like the affiliate stuff's doing well, and that's, you know, bringing in a bunch of money. I want this new challenge, which was building the hosting thing. And so like I started that super MVP, like was like a basic WordPress site. Like set it all up, PayPal, just like really simple to get started with. And like everything was pretty manual at the time. There was like a bunch of Excel spreadsheets that I was using to actually manage everything that I was doing for our customers. But yeah, like after a while, I started to build in more automations, like about, you know, 6 months in, once it started to be proven out as a concept that I could get enough customers in that were interested in that as a service.
And how did you manage to find the first customers? Just, I'm guessing, other affiliates, other PBN network owners?
Yeah. So because I was running a PBN and I was in Chiang Mai and have a bunch of friends who were running PBNs, like my first step was actually to validate the idea by speaking to a bunch of my friends running PBNs. And I said, hey, if I set this up, would you buy? And I got 5 people to say yes before I'd even built anything, before I'd even chosen a name or bought the domain or anything. And so once I had that sort of validation on the idea, I then like built the really basic MVP website. And then again, because I'm in a bunch of the Facebook groups for this, for the PBN stuff, and there's a bunch of like marketplace Facebook groups you can join, And so I was just posting in there every week, like, hey, we have this hosting. If you're running a PBN, it's going to be the best, easiest way to do it. Come sign up. And then slowly but surely it like grew from there.
Right. Yeah. So you really took the MVP approach. So you kind of approached a few people and look, do you want to do this? Do you want to buy this? Should I build it? Right. And then once you got the kind of the concept validated, you just kind of grew and grew and grew from there.
Yeah. And yeah, like, you know, it was bootstrapped and we just took the profits, poured it back in to then grow it a bit more, poured the profits back in to grow it more and so on and so forth. And before you know it, like, it's a reasonable sized thing and
right.
Yeah, it eventually becomes my main focus.
Right. One of the things that I really like and the concepts that you apply is that you build out each PBN as like an affiliate site, right? So how other SEOs also now advise that you build a PBN is that you essentially try to make it as a business, right? So it's not only like a PBN, so that if it comes to a manual review, like someone that will review the site can actually see, okay, yeah, this is a site that actually makes money, right? So that it doesn't look just like a PBN, even though it is, right? So I'm just wondering if you started with that concept from the start or did you kind of implement it later on?
Yeah, that definitely wasn't something I was doing from the start. Like at the start, they were super basic, super, you know, low quality looking sites. They didn't have logos. They didn't have any of that on there. And then as time went on, like I started adding logos and better quality images and really started to make them look like a business. Now, some of those, it might be like the domain of a formal winery, for example. And so you make it look like, hey, this is a winery. So you'd have like a products page and like some bottles of wine and all of that. And other sites you might do is like, yeah, as you said, like an affiliate style site with, hey, here's a review and stuff like that. But like the key sort of thing is like treating it as an asset that's actually a valuable asset within your business. So, you know, you could add some monetization to that if you wanted to, like doing the keyword research for the articles that you're writing so that it will actually rank for something. Because like, what's the point of having this domain if it doesn't rank for anything? Like, yeah, it sort of works now, but like as the algo changes and improves over time, like having links from sites that have traffic going to them is going to be more and more important. So building things with that in mind.
Right. So your business partner, actually, if I remember correctly, Richard, right? He handles this kind of portion or side of the business, right? They're just kind of the technicals, the keyword research and all the things. So when did you kind of start implementing this process? So you started in 2014, yeah?
Yeah.
What year did you kind of implement this concept or at least started to implement it?
Yeah, so that was from day one. There was like a pretty clear like division of responsibilities between Richard and myself. And so Richard would start out with the keyword research, coming up with like the brand names and ideas and picking the domains for the affiliate sites, managing what goes off to our content writers to actually write all the stuff for that site. And then when it comes back, that's when he passed it over to me and I would then handle like the site build and like all the on-site technical SEO as well as the off-site SEO of getting the links to that site. So yeah, it is like quite a good like division of responsibilities between two people.
Right. And how many were you building or are building now, like per month or per quarter, or how do you kind of count them?
Yeah, so when we were like full-time affiliate, that was like 1 to 2 affiliate sites per month we'd be building. And so, you know, like 20 to 30,000 words on a site, so like 15 to 25 sort of pages, with some of them being like money pages for like best podcasting microphone or podcasting microphone reviews, or and then some would just be straight up informational articles like how do I record a podcast, and like, you know, stuff that like isn't directly monetized but links back into your product review pages so that then they
can have the topical relevancy, right?
Yeah.
And do you, so you mentioned you start with like 30,000 words. Do you have some kind of an MVP approach where if the site really proves to be good, that you then scale it? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so a lot of times we'll start with at least the core of what should be like a site that makes $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month is sort of the core starting point. And if we get to that point with the site, then we'll try and double down and like, okay, what's the expansion keywords we can add? So, you know, for example, with the podcasting microphone one, like maybe that was the main product that you had on the site to start with. And then you go, okay, well, let's also talk about like boom arms and pop filters and maybe webcams for podcasting so that, you know, I'm not just recording this with my MacBook, right? So there's right. all of that sort of expansion stuff that Richard will often identify at the very start of the project as like, hey, this is round two if the site gets to that point.
Right. And do you ever also play around with expired domains when kind of setting up a new PBN just for the reason that you get the site ranking a lot faster?
Well, PBNs are built entirely with expired domains, but money site stuff, we tried one site a while ago and didn't have success, but I know other people have had success with building money sites on expired domains. At the moment, like generally though, like what we found is buyers on Empire Flippers prefer domains that have like really clean history and so have only ever been used for that one site rather than, oh, hey, it was bought from an auction and then repurposed. Like right. buyers are a little more wary of that. And so like I'll always look to see, has this domain ever been registered before or not? And so like there's free tools you can see whether a domain's been registered before or not. And all of the domains we buy now for affiliate sites are all domains that have never been registered before, so that we know that there's like never anything bad that's ever been done with that domain in the past.
Right. And did you ever like experience any problems when, since they are essentially PBNs turned affiliate sites, did anyone ever like complain about that?
Well, not for the, like we've never sold like a PBN turned affiliate site. They're just always kept for PBNs. It's just the main affiliate sites that have been built on new domains that would turn around and sell on Empire Flippers.
Oh, right. Those that are powered up by the actual PBN. Right. Plus, I guess it also presents a lot of opportunity, right? Since PBN powered like businesses tend to go for a lower multiple, they can essentially switch out the links. Add value, grow it, and then kind of flip it, right?
Yeah. I mean, generally, that multiple difference is only maybe 1 to 2 months of multiple. Yeah. So, like, a site that's, like, the widest of white hat would go, at like, 34x monthly, and a PBN site might go for 33 or 32.
Interesting. So
not really as much in there.
So it's not really true. For example, when I look at the listing, right on anywhere really, I see this site has PBN, this site has PBNs, like it was like it's something super bad, right? So kind of in my mind I would automatically just assume that the multiple would be a lot lower, but what, like 1 to 2 months, that's nothing really. So
yeah,
very surprising. And how did you go so with the first site that you actually flipped? I'm guessing it was also with Empire, right?
Yeah,
so how did that go? What was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, that was the largest site that ever listed on the marketplace. And so that one was like about a couple $100,000, which was like, yeah, like the largest site they'd sold at the time, still like back when they were only doing 20x monthly. But like, hey, it was a nice chunk of change to like, put in the war chest and then, you know, use to further our growth, building out more sites and, you know, creating a lot of financial stability.
Right, right. Can we maybe talk a little bit about that first site? So for example, how long it took you to build it up, how long it took kind of to rank, and things like that.
Yeah, so that first site was actually the first site that we built when we got to Chiang Mai in 2014. And so we spent maybe 2 or 3 weeks, like it was before we had a team of writers. And so we spent like 2 or 3 weeks actually writing the content ourselves between like Richard and I writing articles for the site, and then, you know, proofreading and editing and getting it all done and up there. And then, yeah, like over time, I think by about three or four months in, like it was a lot quicker to rank back then. So by about 3 or 4 months in, it was doing a, you know, few hundred dollars a month, and then just continued to ramp up. When we sold it, it was doing an average of about 10K a month. And so we'd sold it in, I think it was around April or May of 2015, which was, you know, like 13, 14, 15 months after it started. Which, yeah, like crazy to talk about those sort of timelines now in 2020, but like in 2014, like sites did rank a lot quicker. Yeah.
Right, right. And so how did you then kind of shift towards from bulk buy and just growing the affiliate sites, selling them, to also kind of launch CDN?
Yeah. So so I started bulk buy in December 2015. It took basically all of 2016 for it to grow to a large enough point that in December of 2016, like 1 year after I'd started it, that we brought on an apprentice to come and work with us and handle a lot of the operations. And he's still with us today. So he handles like customer support and a bunch of operation stuff for that brand. As that sort of went on, in 2017, I've been playing around with hosting some of our own PBNs for our affiliate stuff on various CDNs, so like Amazon CloudFront and Cloudflare and a bunch of other CDNs. And so I've been experimenting with that and had good results. And so I thought, well, hey, if bulk buy is doing well and people are, you know, interested in using that as a solution, then let's introduce launch CDN as like a publicly available thing. And so I spent a couple months coding away on that, like pretty much as full time for a couple months, just coding everything. And then I released that in, I think, September or October of 2017. So now we sort of operate with two brands of PBN hosting. And so Launch CDN uses the CDNs in front of the sites to speed them up and provide, you know, a very safe selection of IPs. And Bulk Buy Hosting uses a bunch of popular reseller hosting providers. So like HostGator, Namecheap, A2 Hosting, all those sort of things.
So would you, like, my knowledge with PBNs is a bit limited, as you can see, but would you kind of use the two services together? I mean, why would you kind of use a launch CDN? What are the benefits of it? If you could go more into that.
Yeah. So some people like to host across, you know, as many different setups as they can. So, you know, with Cloudflare now hosting about 13% of the sites on the web, like, you know, having some sites that are done through Cloudflare's CDN is, you know, hey, important to blend in nicely. So there's that aspect. There's also the IPs. Like, once you scale past a certain size of PBNs, like once you get past like 400 odd domains, like it gets increasingly difficult to get more and more unique IPs. And so with the launch CDN setup, because they're CDN IPs that have like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of sites on those CDN IPs, they're like, and those IPs typically move depending on where in the world you're visiting the site from. Like, it's just a safer, easier way to scale to like 1,000 domains or 2,000 domains, stuff like that. Like if you want to build insanely large networks, which is the sort of stuff that like guys in gambling or adult niches and those sort of things, like those guys,
it's harder to get links. Yeah,
harder to get links again, and those guys build huge networks, which is where like launch CDNs are really good fit for them to like scale massively.
Right. And with your PBNs, do you also offer like rentals?
We don't offer any link rentals ourselves. We recently, like 6 months ago, added a like full done for you service in bulk buy and launch CDN, where we'll go out and buy a domain for you at auction and set it up on the hosting and build the WordPress site and get everything ready for you to go to start linking from it yourself. But we don't offer like link rentals on our own networks.
Right, right. Cool. And just to kind of sum up everything, so what would be like your top tips for someone who has no experience with PBNs but wants to start one, for example, like the top mistakes, everything like that?
Yeah. A couple of really quick ones is making sure that the domains that you buy are already indexed in Google. So when you're looking at a domain at the auctions, if you're using a tool like Spamzilla or DomCop, they'll actually have a little icon there that says whether it's indexed in Google or not, and you can filter by them. A lot of times people pick up domains that aren't indexed in Google, and that's like a headache, because who knows, it might already be penalized, or you know, you just throw your money away basically. Another one as well is to look at the history of that site. So use something like the Web Archive or viewscreenshots.com to have a look at like what the site's been used for in the past. And again, like, hey, if it's been used as a PBN by someone else, if it was making money for them, they wouldn't have dropped it. So like, just avoid anything right. that's ever been used as a PBN before.
What are some good warning signs to like spot a PBN when just looking through an archive?
When you're looking through archive, like a lot of the time, most PBNs that people are dropping have really ugly design on them. And as you're scrolling through, you'll just see like, you know, random articles and links about like casino stuff or porn or, you'll start to develop like a sixth sense for like just looking at even like the little tiny screenshot going, yep, that's a PBN without needing to click through. Another common one is like foreign language stuff. So if you see like any Japanese or Chinese sort of characters on a site, steer clear.
Run.
That's probably the biggest ones when you're looking at domains is, you know, making sure that all of that's good, and also looking at the backlink profile of that domain as well. So like put the domain into Ahrefs and have a look, like what sort of links is it getting? Like, are they all just, you know, spammy blog comments, or are they legitimate links from good sites like, you know, New York Times or Lifehacker or whatever? And so looking at those links to make sure that, hey, it's a good site, it's got some good links to it that will be powerful and useful send that juice to your main site.
Right, right. One more question. I think it was the Empire Flippers interview for the third site, if I remember correctly, and they mentioned something that I just have to ask you. So they mentioned that you kind of subscribe to the tinfoil SEO strategy. So apparently that you don't use any Google products on your site, but instead use like Clicky. So just wanted to hear your opinion on that and your take.
Yeah. I mean, so there's been like some SEOs that have really upset Google, like Charles Float, have had Google go through his email, like go through his Gmail and de-index PBN domains that he's been talking about. In addition, it's like pretty easy for engineers at Google to have a look at, well, which IPs is this user account connecting from? What other accounts are logging in from those IPs and trying to build together like footprints that way? So yeah, basically at this point, like, I don't trust them for anything.
Right.
So yeah, like, I use separate like paid email from Fastmail. I use analytics from either Clicky or Fathom. Like just everything else, like any non-Google product, but all the way basically.
Right. Would you suggest that that's only for PBN owners, or should we all be scared to that of Google, even if we have like 10 affiliate sites?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's depending on how you're getting links, but like if you're buying links in any form, that's against the Google Webmaster Guidelines and could lead you to getting de-indexed. So if you're doing anything like that, hey, it's maybe best to use non-Google products for that, especially when you're talking about, you know, sending outreach emails to buy links, because hey, it's pretty easy for them to do a search through Gmail and find that.
Right.
But also, like, you know, with Google Analytics, unless you're careful, you can actually link together like all the sites using that same tracking ID. So there's that thing to consider as well. Plus, like, a lot of analytics tools now are actually blocked by default by like Firefox and Chrome and Safari are starting to block more and more analytics tools. So yeah, like, if you're wanting to get more and more accurate data, you're needing to move to things like Fathom, for example, which will allow you to set up analytics on like a subdomain of your site so that the tracking code doesn't get blocked.
Right, right. Cool. And any future plans that you have in store prepared for both companies? Any like goals that you really want to materialize for the two companies that we should be excited about?
Yeah. Well, just this afternoon before getting on this call, I just finished our new free 7-day PBN course, which the thing's not on the site yet, but by the time this interview goes live, it would be. So if you go to either bulkbuyhosting.com or launchcdn.com and have a look for the little pop-up in the bottom corner there, enter your email, you get a free 7-day PBN course. So we'll actually walk you through all the basics of how to get set up, all the lessons that I've learned across, you know, 6-ish years in building and running and managing PBNs. And hey, it's a good way for your listeners to get started and understanding a bit more.
Epic. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah, I'll link that right below. Cool. Any suggestions, tips before we head off?
Yeah, I think I've sort of gone through a lot of that already with, like, you know, looking at those third-party analytics stuff and all of that. And yeah.
Cool. If people want to find more info about you, about what you do, so they can go to their personal site, to Bulk Buy Hosting, to Launch CDN, any other places?
Yeah. So you can find my personal site at kevingraham.com. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm pretty inactive, but my username on both is _KevinGraham, and you can find me there and hit me up, send me a tweet or whatever, and yeah, be happy to connect with anyone who's doing SEO stuff.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm super excited to watch the PBN course. Thanks so much for coming on to share all these tips and what you do and everything like that. It's been awesome talking to you. And yeah, hopefully we can do another one soon.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Ben. Bye now.